Hello, lovers and friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Romantic Lit Podcast featuring two undercover hopeless romantics who kiki as they review different Black romance novels from across the diaspora. It's your girl, Hana.
And I'm Odelia.
And today's episode, we are sunsetting a new book. This is an indie author who reached out to us on the TikTok-y. Her name is Bailey Thomas, and this is her debut novel. Oh my God, my screen is blurred. Whatever. It is called You Should Have Just Let Me Go. Amen. Yeah.
No, so it's not her debut novel. This is her second novel. Yes.
So the green one came out, the pink one came out first?
I believe so, yes. Let's double check.
I feel this is her debut because she's promoting this pink one now.
No, that's the audiobook.
No, it's a different title. It's a pink one with different faces.
Yeah, I know. It's a different book, but she's promoting the audiobook for it.
Why does it have a different title? That's so weird.
No, they always come back as the title of the other book, but it's been out for a minute. Let me see. I'm trying to... This has been out since June 2024, whereas this book, You Should Have Let Me Go, came out... let's see.
Okay.
November 22nd of 2024.
This is her second book?
This is her second book. So what you're seeing is the promotion. So if you guys want to go read her other book, she just released the audiobook for They Always Come Back.
Interesting. Okay. Right. So this is going to be our second book of the year for the podcast. We're going to go through the first chapters of this book, and then we're going to do part two next week for the final chapter. So stay tuned for that. As always, in this love shack of ours that we call our Lekka podcast, we embrace all different types of love tropes, and we know for a fact reviewed something for you, whether it's this season of love or the other two seasons we had. So on that note, let's just get into it.
Welcome back. As my The Rock dress co-host stated,
I have a chain.
I know you don't have a chain, but you made me think of The Rock, Mr. Dwayne Johnson, who now sells shampoo. You're probably wondering, Odelia, how can a bald man sell shampoo? I don't know.
What does Lady Gaga know about Polaroids?
What does she know about Polaroids? Exactly. I love some of the Gaga songs. But
exactly.
As she say, we are reading You Should Have Let Me Go by Bailey Thomas. Lovely lady reached out to us on the interwebs, on the TikTok-y. Hopefully we'll still be seeing you Americans on the TikTok after next week.
We will.
With that being said,
we will. We'll see the Americans. There's so much advertising money. Like, let's be for real.
Yeah. With that being said, let's get into it. So we meet two characters. Is this a second chance romance?
I hope not. This better be one and done.
Because I'm team Dalton and Haley. Sorry.
That's fine. But then there's a new character they introduced to us. And I said, who the hell is this?
The real estate lady?
No, Nick.
At the gym?
Towards the end. The guy who, the siblings. I said, this character's doing too much. We got introduced to this new character. He's doing a lot. So that means he has
his clients, though.
I don't think so.
You think Nick and Haley are somehow gonna...
Haley and Dalton are going to go into the love triangle. And that's going to make Logan feel a type of way. That's really my theory.
So you think the theory is... Sorry, guys. We've not introduced a single character. But let me get this straight. You think the love triangle is going to be Haley, Dalton, and this random man named Nick.
Yeah.
And Logan's just going to be on the outskirts somewhere. Or, like...
Yeah, the author has prepped us for something.
Okay. So back to so we meet our two characters, Haley and Logan, if you haven't grasped, and they are going through it. Everything about it is so unhealthy. Like, so essentially they've been together for 6 going on 7 years. Where our review ends today, they hit the 7 year mark. They started dating in like high school, like senior year-ish.
Yeah. Dated in high school.
All through uni. And they live in Haley's apartment. I feel like that's so important to state. Haley's apartment. He is a up-and-coming real estate agent. He's not yet sold a house, but he will. And she... and she is a... an accountant. Laughing? Because your face when I said, but he will. But he is a... yeah, he's a real estate agent. She's an accountant at her job, and she loves her job. She's really good at it. It's very fast-paced, very busy, and they have every relationship problem under the sun, bar, like, cheating. I don't include physical abuse or other things as relationship problems. I use that as crimes. So I'm talking about real problems. Like, so with that being said, they don't even care about each other's interests. They don't like to listen to each other talk about each other's jobs. On top of that, Logan's on his way to Bum City because he doesn't pay a single bill in the house. She pays the rent. She buys the groceries. And then I think this is the kicker, right? Because if the roles were reversed and the man was the one paying for everything, she would still be doing all the chores. But my girl is, because she works from home and he's busy trying to sell this house, she does all the chores. And she's stating, like, when it was just her, she used to do laundry once a week. But now this man wears like two outfits a day. He has a morning suit and an evening suit, and he doesn't have time to wash any of the suits.
Logan tries to behave like a baddie on vacation. You know what I mean? Day out, high outfit, all because he works in real estate. And I understand, like, I've watched Selling Sunset. You know what I mean? I get it. There is a aesthetic. There is a phenotype that you have to carry around to attract.
In Denver, though?
Even in Denver, apparently, some of the houses are going for millions of dollars. I'm pretty sure every state, every city has a niche, right?
I feel like his problem is he should start out trying to sell homes to, like, middle-class people.
Exactly. And that's where he fails, because the percentage is so small. You know what I mean? And he's trying to break into almost like a boys' club, mm-hmm. where it's really close-knit. You know what I mean? Like, they already got their big dogs there. Like, who's this new guy coming in trying to wacko things? I hate Logan.
Oh yeah, I despise, like, he's everything in a man that's unattractive. He is jobless, technically speaking. He don't pay for shit. He don't do any chores. He cares too much about what she wears or what she doesn't wear. He is friends with his ex. He's a mama's boy. There's nothing redeeming about Logan.
I think there's no way this can be a second chance romance. Like, you cannot undo that much. Like, how do you, are you telling me the next half of the book Logan's gonna do a complete 360 180 over my dead body? He has a rot bone, okay? And when bones are rot, you gotta cut that thing out. I don't think Logan's gonna cut it out. I think it's gonna stay with him for the rest of his life. You know what? Okay, let's take it slow.
Can I say this, though?
Right.
After coming off, if you guys listen to our episodes on Comfort and Mowbray's When Love Visits, we said, Miss Comfort, you wrote a man that isn't real. Miss Bailey, this man is too real.
This man is very real. I said, damn, even Lawrence Insecure had a whoop whoop idea. This man got no ideas. Like, he's just, you know what? I was reading last night and I was thinking to myself, you know what Logan is? Logan is the three fingers personified. Every time you point, the three fingers is Logan.
So Hannah likes to say this stupid thing where she's like, every time you point a finger at somebody, there's three pointing back at you. These three right here.
As you're reading, as you're going through chapter, it's somebody else's fault for his poor workmanship. Everything is someone else's fault. The reason why I didn't sell the house is because Haley dressed up like a in sweatpants. The reason that what this happened is because Haley did this, and because Dalton did this, and because the dog did this. Sir, you're the only common denominator in all these situations. You are the one problem.
I just feel like, And I can understand it. It's hard. Like, yeah, you want to go into real estate. It's probably difficult. But like I said, let's start with a little low-income housing, a little middle-class housing. You want to sell things that they're selling in Beverly Hills, and you live in Denver, Colorado. Like, you know, it's not even like you live in Aspen or something. You live, like, you know? And then, so there's that. And you're not even paying, like, you quit your job wholeheartedly. And someone who's worked customer service, I get it. Customer service, yeah. Gun to my head. Customer service, but like every day putting it's what's called silo, whatever, drink right here. And I said, welcome to this. I'm Odelia. How can I help you? Like, that is what customer service feels like. And I'm sure anybody who works customer service can relate. Darkest time of my life. No, there had been darker, but it's up there. It's up there. I put COVID too. That's what customer service feels like. Right. But for you to quit with no backup plan, no nothing, into an industry where you are not.
It's hard to get in when no one knows you. Like, you have no networks, there's no reputation. Like, and then you're maxing out credit cards, borrowing money from your mom to buy fancy cars to showcase that you are the big deal to sell people expensive houses.
Do you, like, know who wouldn't care what your car looked like? Well, somebody who is earning a meager salary just trying to own a home, like you and Haley.
And you make a small $2,000, $3,000, but that's more than $0.
Do you build understand? Something up. At least you could say, I sold a house. You know? But you can't say that, can you? No. And then would you really set? We'll get to the point. Let's go in order. So essentially, they're having their issues, and because they're different in so many ways. She likes to do her maths and numbers. She likes to work out, so she works out with his best friend Dalton. They originally worked out together as pairs, as couples, but their pairings both went. They were like, nah. So Piper said no. Logan said no. And every time we see Piper's Dalton's girlfriend. And every time we see an interaction between Dalton and Haley, Haley's just like, I wish this was Logan. Logan ain't got no six pack. Logan ain't got no job. Logan's not romantic.
Dalton got a six pack. Dalton got a job. Dalton works in banking as well. So the industry, you know, he takes care of his body. He's very funny. He's very charismatic. He seems very considered, very caring, but he's taken. Okay. But he's taken, Haley. He got a girl, Haley. Who's your best friend? Haley?
Not best friend. Dalton, okay, looking at best friend, but she don't owe. Listen, I'm going in right now with the adultery. I'm hashtag team adultery. She don't owe Piper nothing. Huh?
Dalton is white, isn't he?
Oh, I don't care, bro, because right now...
brown hair and whatever. Like, I think he's a white man.
I really and truly think these two are going to get back together. Because one, Ms. Thomas told us this was a romance.
Well, there is no romance here.
He could change, though. And they're young enough to where they could change.
And this is where... No, I'll save it to the final chapters.
Okay, so anyway, so they're just always on edge. And then on top of that, Logan now likes to hang out with his ex. And it makes Haley uncomfortable. No matter how he sells it to her and to me and to Hannah, it makes her uncomfortable. And that's just the be-all and end-all of it. His ex, they dated. Again, if these people start dating in, like, final year of high school, his ex and him dated. They met. She was a waiter at the restaurant where Logan and his ex were breaking up. They met and got hit it off because she was comforting him because of the breakup. Like,
right.
So no matter already, the age, no wonder my sister feels uncomfortable with the situation at hand, you know? Right. And she keeps telling him, like, he's like, no, you can be friends with your exes, which, okay, fine, but she feels uncomfortable. Like, you're flying out to go see her when she's sick. You're planning days with her when she's in town or, you know, meetups or whatever. Your mom also loves Ivy and does not really feel for Haley. Like, come on, Brother Logan.
It's so annoying. And, like, he does not consider her feelings at any regard. So, for instance, there are so many examples. So, when the book opens, we are getting ready for an open, what did they call it, real estate?
Open house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so getting ready for open house. My girl Haley is not very into like dressing up. You know what I mean? She likes to be comfortable. I understand, right?
She's like, I don't really know how to do my makeup. I'm so natural.
All right. Yeah, she did say that. So natural. Don't do my makeup, whatever. Like, I get it. Logan bought her a dress a couple months ago, and she's like, you can wear this dress. She's like, I don't feel like wearing it's too revealing. We actually ended up finding out he took that dress off.
Dalton, he didn't buy that dress, which leads me to believe Dalton is playing the long game. He's like, oh, here's a dress I bought for my girl, but it's too big.
Didn't fit her, so give it to Haley. Interesting. And even when they get, and he's frustrated with her because she's taking a long time to dress up. And even when they get to the open house, there are weeds on the front yard. It's just like, Haley, can you go pick up the weeds from the front
yard?
This
was crazy. You see your babe in a fine dress.
And you say, get bend on your over knees. Dalton, being the man that he is, gentleman, helps her out. But they end up being like very messy, very stinky at the later on. And she was worried that Logan was going to say that you it's your fault I couldn't sell a house there because you smell and you look dirty. So she had to call her sister Megan to give her an extra dress so she can change. So Logan wouldn't be upset that she looks messy after he asked her to help him pick up the weeds from the
open
house.
Mind you, he was upset. And it was only Dalton's reminders that calmed him down. Like, how are you going to be mad at the girl for doing what you told her to do?
Very upsetting. Next, in comes the stupid mother of Logan. Mother comes in and she makes the most bizarre comments in front of Logan, Haley, Piper, and Dalton. This woman talks about, oh, you know, why don't you work on Saturdays and Sundays like Logan does? Logan works hard. Maybe if you focus on
Logan, who hasn't even made two shillings.
Who doesn't have a job? What are you telling me? And the thing is that I hate it when men do this, or people, rather. Being quiet when someone is clearly insulting somebody else. Because even when he mentioned that he's going to see Ivy, mom's talking about, oh my God, how much I love Ivy. You're mad, Logan. You're absolutely mad. And Haley, all you can do is cry. No, girl, pick up the cast iron and beat the man to death. Like, what is going on?
Or better yet, be like, I'm going home. By the time he comes home, his shit will be outside the apartment I pay for. Because
the apartment you pay for.
Personally speaking, my biggest no-no is being with a man who cannot, whose mother is going to make my life a living hell. Because there's no way you're going to say and do the things that you're doing, and I'm just supposed to sit there because this man came out of your cooter cat. You are not the first to give birth to a man. You are not the last. And you're definitely not the last to give birth to a man who can't do shit. So I'm not going to sit there as you insult me. And I'm for damn sure not going to sit there while you insult me and he stares blankly as if we're not hearing the insults.
And then in his chapters, when he's talking about how in his own, you know, mind, how things went, he's like, but you know, my mom loves Haley. You are a liar. You are a big fat liar. You need to leave. You need to leave, Logan. I think truly there is no redeeming qualities here for me personally. And if this author thinks that I'm going to be there holding her hand as she tries to convince me that Logan is going to do a 180 in this book, I'll just give a rating right now. Sorry, Bailey Thomas. The rating's coming soon. If I read this book this week, Bailey, and I find out that Logan is doing a 360, we're going to have a problem, man.
What if they can do a 360, though? Young, and he's already, where we've left off, he's already seen that he's made a mistake.
23, 24 years old, I get it. But there are some behaviors that he has shown us in the first 21 chapters that tell me this is somebody that needs professional help. Like, I hope there is a 10 years pass, you know what I mean? 10 years later going on here. I don't want this to be in the same year or the same 2 years.
I'm trying to see how old Ms. Bailey Thomas is, because I feel like that will only also indicate what happens in this book.
I don't know. This type of mistreatment is just something that I can't stand. Anyway, during the open house, he doesn't end up selling anything. Mwah, mwah, that's too bad. Losers. Anywho, at the same time, Haley, she goes to the gym every morning, like Odelia mentioned, and she goes to the gym with Dalton. This is when I started to realize Dalton is a proper flirt, okay? He plans to propose to his girlfriend, long-term girlfriend, Piper. I think they've been together for 3 years, so I wouldn't say long-term, but, like, you know, his girlfriend for three years. And I think the way he's behaving, I'm just like, why are you tingling Piper here at the same time trying to rub up on Haley here? You know what I mean? Dalton, like, what does it say about you? As much as I'd love them to get together, Julia, it's just, for me, if a man can do that to Piper, the man's going to do that to you. You know what I mean? Like, you guys don't...
Sometimes adultery is necessary to move the plot. Just the plot, guys. Not real life, though. If a man cheat on me, like, it's done. But, like...
Okay.
For the plot?
So when Moses parted the sea and went up Mount Sinai and they gave him the Ten Commandments, what was one of the Ten Commandments?
Thou shalt not cheat. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
I don't know that religious, but that's ungodly.
Okay, but technically speaking, if he just breaks up with Piper the day before, then it's not cheating. Like, there's loopholes.
Fine. God. Anyway, so Dalton is flirting with Haley, honestly, from the moment we put those two characters together. Like, when he helped her pick up the weeds, I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, they have, like, this brotherly, sisterly, closer, like, co-worker type of love, which is great. Wait, is this a workplace romance?
It can't be. They don't work in the same place.
But I feel like Dalton might... Actually, I don't know anything. Like, what is the trope here? What is going on?
Okay, sorry, Miss Bailey Thomas. I creep your Instagram, your personal Instagram, to find out your age if you ever do see this. I promise. By the way, your life looks literally amazing. Like, sorry.
What's her age?
Okay, so I'm seeing graduation here in 2021, and we graduated 2019.
From where?
University.
Oh, so her undergrad.
Yeah, so... so I guess, like, 2 years younger than me, and I'm 20, so she's like 24 25.
Okay, that's fine.
But your photos are banging, girl. Like, wow. You were living what do you mean you were front seat courtside at the Denver game? Sorry.
Oh, you know what, actually, I did go through her TikTok last night because I wanted to figure out who's the person who wrote these words.
Girl, how was the game? If you see this, how was the game? Sorry.
You don't like NFL.
The NBA.
Oh, the NBA. I was just like, you don't watch football.
No, I don't care about the Chiefs. She's a Chiefs fan, I can tell from her thing. I don't care about the NFL, really, but I definitely don't care about Mahomes and the Chiefs.
No.
But that being said, back to the book that you've written. It's stressing us out. what was our point?
Listen, he looked at her with disgust, showing up with dirty clothes, never complimenting
me. Why did she didn't show up like that?
He never said anything nice about my brain, like her smarts.
He didn't even compliment her and call her pretty.
Nothing. Doesn't call her pretty. This is just... Like, I'm upset. And then even when after the open house, Logan does not tell Haley until later on that he's going to see Ivy the next day for I don't know, a catch-up.
He does that thing, it is manipulative to purposely tell me something you know is going to upset me in the presence of others in hopes that I don't overreact. You think
I don't... Haley overreacted. She went there and cried. She was bawling.
I would cry too. What do you mean? Listen, it's one thing if you're cool with it, right? Everybody's different. Everybody's, like, level of tolerance is different. If you're cool with your man and his ex hanging out, who cares, right? But... And I feel like the problem is, it's not even like a 1-2 hangout, like, oh, maybe we were like in the same friend group and, you know, we're not dating anymore, but I'm still in this friend group and sometimes I'm going to see her because we're in this friend group together. No, you're flying out to go see her when she's sick, like she has nobody else in her life. You're making plans with her when she's in town. Like, it's a lot. It's giving girl best friend. And
yeah, and I don't like that.
You know?
And he swears that, you know, there's nothing going on. I feel like there isn't, to be honest.
There is. I believe him when he says that, but I think at the end of the day, if something makes someone uncomfortable and you've explained it 50-11 times and you are as committed to your relationship, do you know what would even have made the situation better? If you really cared about both of these relationships so damn much, introduce the two of them. Have them sit down and talk to each other. But no, it's, oh, I'm going to go fly out to see her. Somebody who doesn't have money for groceries, but you have money for a plane ticket to go see your ex? Oh.
That's why it's hard to climb that sandwich shop, too. He went up there and ordered a turkey sandwich and said, sir, we have tried multiple times. It's not going through. My girl Ivy was about to pay for his sandwich. He's like, no, I have cash. Sir, look at your life.
But he paid cash, though.
Yeah, he paid cash, but... Oh, I wrote here, happy to see that.
No, and I've even tried to cover it. She was like, oh, man, the cards, sometimes they don't work. Which they don't work sometimes. I hate when that's actually the case. You're like, no, I have money, I promise. But,
Yeah, the chips just don't go in.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's a new card. Yeah, you're the man. Anyway, so he has his little sandwich with Ivy, and you know, they talk about all various things. Like, he's almost like nostalgic about the old days. But so you're a grown man now, there is nothing to look behind for. Ivy seems to be doing good. I think Ivy's not dating at all,
because he did ask her. Ivy is aromantic or asexual, something.
Yeah, because how did they break up? I think she was just not communicative at all. Like, she didn't care about him that much, and so he was like, damn, I guess you're putting less energy than I am, so we should just end things. And it was hard for him. And I guess that's when Haley popped in. Anywho, so there was that, and then, let's talk about when they went to Dalton and Piper's house to meet their new dog, Rooster.
Yes, Rooster is a dog.
Yes.
And mind you, they have not spoken to each other since this man decided to go see his ex. But he gets out of the car and is like, can we just pretend to be on good times? Like, can we just pretend?
Because at this point, I think they hadn't spoken in a week.
Something
living
like
in my house in a spoken a week.
My house where you live rent-free. And I do the laundry. And
y'all,
I cook.
Learn how to identify homosexuals. Really and truly.
No, because that's actually crazy. Can I tell you something? I think men are evil, and here's why.
Go ahead. Oh, I love this.
Because do you know how guilty I would be? Like, let's say today I didn't have anywhere to live, and I said, Hana, you know, I'm your girl. We gotta recoup. We gotta, you know, it's me and you again, friend.
Right.
And I'm not paying a dollar, not a single dollar. And I'm just letting my dirty panties pile up. And I've not opened up the fridge to even say, let me make this girl a pack of noodles. But men think that is acceptable behavior. And then somehow I'm supposed to be attracted to you. Oh,
I don't ever touch me, like, at all. And you know what's funny? A memory just popped in. I remember the beginning of the book in Logan's chapter. He said that because, you know, he has his mom for money so he can buy himself a nice little car, mm-hmm. you know, for his career. It sounds like a pyramid scheme at this point. Anyway, so she parks her car in the open parking lot in their complex.
Yes!
And she parks in the garage. There are so many signs here. Like, I'm telling you. Out to be a wasp on the wall. Like, I will be stinging Logan's ass every single day.
Better than that, where are Haley's friends? Like, not Piper. I mean, her real friend. The friend.
Haley, Haley, if you were part of my friend group, this would never happen. Are you mad? Logan? Mr. Logan.
All I would have said was, I didn't know you were Molly the maid. And that's it. That's all I would have said.
I think it's clear by like chapter 5 or so that Haley has an insecurity problem. Big
but who
one.
Did this to her?
And see, that's what I don't know.
Is it Logan? Is it years of lack of compliments? Lack of. I think it's hard too. And this is not that I give pity towards Logan. it's just so hard being a hetero because like they say like men are visual creatures, and as women especially, I think on both sides, because he feels a way like, oh, maybe she's not attracted to me, ra-ta-ta, fine. But like, no offense, as a lazy girl myself, and I get it, when you get comfortable with someone, it's so easy to just be like, well, this is me, like, you already seen it, like, what else do I need to do? But like, girl, you didn't even dress up for your little play date thingy in the house. Not that it went well, but like,
oh, like, I hate both of them. No, because there's some parts that were upsetting me about Haley. I said, Haley, you just don't.
Yeah, I don't like, want to sound like my mom, but like, you don't want to try at all.
And the thing is that both of them don't want to try. And they keep talking about, you know, we've been together for 6 years. Might as well continue. Why continue 6 years of misery?
Literally.
Like, why? You know what I mean? Something's not working, but, you know, and sometimes she would say, you know, he's a good guy. You know, he has some issues, but he's a good guy. Where is a good? He's wicked.
I think he is wicked.
And then the day I'm just like, where? I'm not seeing it. Like, I'm not seeing, even when Haley talks to us, the readers, in her little chapter, I'm saying, I'm not seeing it either.
You're not even attracted to him anymore.
So why continue?
Like,
why
you don't even want to sleep with him anymore.
Don't let him touch you. You are frustrated with him. None of you are communicating exactly how you feel about each other. Let me tell you, the differences, the stark differences in terms of like how things are happening between the two. I'm just like, this is not going to work.
And then, okay, and this is where else I will give Logan a chance is, Haley, why every time he breaks something up, you start bawling? Why are you crying, fam?
It's right here. Crying again?
Again is crazy.
No, girl, I told you, like, my notes don't make any sense. Crying again? And she cried again at this freaking dog celebration. Because that's where she cried again.
Like, it's just...
she had, like... I don't know, man.
I don't understand. Like, I understand... No, I do understand. I understand loving someone, having deep affection for somebody. And even though things are not going the way they should be going, but you're like, but I love him, mommy. And like, and you know, from the outside looking in, it looks literally crazy because it is. But like, if I've invested time with this person, I know this person intimately, even at their worst, like I've seen them in all lights at this point, like 6 years in, I think it's also unfortunate because they're only 22 years old. And
wait for you.
Yeah. And they're talking about getting married. And I know. Some of you people love to, like, my philosophy is this. If I met you in high school, even, like, first 2-3 years of, like, university, I don't count any of those years into, like, oh, we should be getting married by now. Like, I start counting when we're serious people. Like, closer to, like, if I was her, I would start counting now. Like, this is when I'd be like, okay, maybe, like, in a year or two, if he doesn't propose, I'm going to feel a way about it. But, like... because you're not even, he's changed jobs already. He's not even the same person he was when you met him. And at the age you're at, you're going to change 2, 3, 4 more times, at least. I mean, between 22 and now, I think I've changed at least 3 times. So I don't know. It's just, and then also, why do you even want to be married? Look at what's happening, fam. I think this is where I was like, you're delusional. You want him to propose with what money for what ring? He can't even buy you a ring from the dollar store.
He can't even buy himself a turkey sandwich, Haley. Like, what do you mean he's going to buy you a ring? There's no ring to buy.
What's that meme from American Horror Story? It's like, there's not going to be... She said, there's not going to be a house, you stupid slut. Like...
like, I don't know what reference this is, but
I'm pretty sure. Oh my god, I'm gonna show you after. It's the funny, like, it's just like pure delusion. Like,
very delusion.
I said, get your nails done for what? No,
nobody here knows what they want. Nobody here knows what's going on, and I think they'll be so much better apart. Because like this, whatever this is, it's a debacle. Okay, we're laughing at you, both of you.
I was not laughing. I was actually, my face looked like this the whole time. Like,
no, I was that the whatever is mom and Flavor Flav Love, just asking the interview question.
What's not clicking?
That was me the whole time. I was like, this is just because it just it makes no sense.
You know? Genuinely, it really and truly it makes zero sense. Like, why would you want to be with this person in this, like, y'all should have broken up at least 2 years ago, methinks. Mm-hmm. With that being said, they're gonna keep pushing, keep thriving.
Keep thriving, keep failing. I'm gonna say, I think Logan does not like Dalton that much as well, because after the whole incident happened, so when they went to see the new dog at Dalton and Piper's house,
yeah,
and the dog peed on Haley as she was, you know, petting it, she goes to the kitchen and tries to wipe it down. Dalton is there to help her. Like, I think she opened up the pipes too quick. The water starts splatting everywhere. It was on the floor, whatever. Mm-hmm. They were laughing. Mm-hmm. He was getting a little bit wet. My girl's looking at his bicep. This man is fine, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the good stuff. And then the next chapter, it was Logan's chapter. He was talking about Dalton does not have any common sense. Like, why would he get a dog?
I think he's jealous of him.
He's absolutely jealous.
I don't think
jealous.
He doesn't like him. I think he's jealous. He's like, how is this person that I consider to not have common sense has his life together, and I'm out here buying like Versace's to sell houses, and it's not working. Like,
he's projecting. It's the whole thing. But you know, deep down, like, he doesn't like himself, so he transfers that projection.
Like,
yeah, 100%.
What did Sir say? He said, if I ain't in my bag, then I'm not in the mood. And that's Logan. Because, and I think that's a majority of men. If men are not in a place, there's nothing worse.
Let me tell you.
Than being with a man who is not happy with himself.
Happy with himself.
I feel like when women aren't happy with themselves, it becomes this inward thing of like, inner depression, and you almost feel bad for surrounding other people with the loser that you are, or how you feel. Whereas I feel like with men, if something's not right in their life, it is everybody's problem but theirs. And that's this why... is Logan. Like, he's poor, he's bummy, he can't sell a house, and now old. He's like,
you know.
And how dare you be dressing like a bum when I get home, when you should be dressed to the nines after working all day and cook me a meal and doing my laundry, and you're not dressed to the nines with your poom-poom in the air ready for me to go at it. Like,
absolutely. I 100% agree with that theory, because I, too, have dealt with a particular individual just like that. He hated his life, and therefore, I was there.
And therefore, he hated her.
He hated me. No. I don't think he was jealous of me. He's just like, how could two bad bitches here?
No.
One bad bitch has a job. The other bad bitch don't have a job. And he was the one without the job.
And that's why, personally, I don't believe in struggle love. Yeah. Like, I don't believe in supporting men in... Because it never works out. It always backfires. Very rarely do you see it, like... really and truly. And even when you see it work out, like when you hear those stories where men are like, this is my testimony, like, this lady's the backbone of my life, when you sit down and you look at what that lady has been through,
and I look at her scars, it's too much.
Don't ever
fall into that gender stereotype that women are so selfless, and they have to withhold suffering, and they have to, you know, continue jumping through obstacles. We don't have to do that. We're human beings. I don't want to be with somebody who is so down bad, like they're punishing me to some degree. And then after 10 years, he goes onto Instagram and makes a whole post, you know, I cheated on you. He was upset.
That's the
with
thing.
Me.
They'll be that broke.
Stay there. What?
They'll be broke. They will be out of the shit out of their luck, but they will have time to cheat. But somehow it will still be your fault. When they could have used that time to get on Indeed and get a job, but they're not going to do such. And I'm telling you, it's not even just a job. If a man's going through any kind of hardship, his first tricycle broke, his grandma died, literally it could be a range of anything. If that thing, and it's stressing him out because they also don't know how to compartmentalize, if that thing is ruining their day, how the hell dare you ask them for their time? For your time, like, how dare you?
I think that's why men are naturally selfish beings. They just have to be. And I think with Logan's case as well, when we dive more into his okay, so you know, to the whole dog thing, whatever it is. So he goes to see his mom at some point. His mom invites
this lady
him
can't
over
cook.
For some KD dinner. Oh, basically, I think the Americans, you guys just call it like Kraft mac and cheese, but I think we just call it KD here, right?
I don't know, but I think KD is a universal. You guys know KD is Kraft dinner. If you are non-North American,
yeah,
it's if you, exactly. You probably heard of mac and cheese, but it's like mac and cheese in a box with like powdered cheese. Yeah. And it's not good. Like, once you pass the age of, like, 8, you really should not be putting that in your body.
No, I think there was one time I was so low in money. I think it was 99 cents for a box. I still have, I'd not really had it before. I think I had it first or once, but I don't remember. Had it, I had the first box, had half of it, threw the rest of it out. The second box has been sitting in my cupboard since last year. It will never open up again.
And I told her not to do it. There is a way to spice. I have skills. Okay. There's a way to spice KD up to make it taste somewhat decent.
I think Annie's tastes better than KD.
Annie's does taste better than KD. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anywho, so goes to his mommy's house and mommy makes KD and he doesn't like to eat it since he was like 11, but you know, his mom just, that's my boy, that's my little boy, even though he's a grown man.
No, this is how pathetic he is. He's even afraid to tell his mom, I don't like mac and cheese anymore, I like steak.
And you know why? So this is when we get into his background. His father walked out of their
this
lives.
Is incest. Said, emotional incest. And
yes,
and that's what it usually is with boy moms, hashtag boy moms, because your husband or whomever was supposed to be this person in your life has failed you. And I don't remember who said this. I read it somewhere. It's the idea that like the person you were supposed to be with failed you. So now you've put all the love that you were supposed to be giving to this other person into your child. And that child, because children do, they love their parents unconditionally. So now you've received damn near everything. I say damn near because a lot of them, it's a very thin line that separates them. Okay, and that's why it's called emotional incest. But once we cross over, okay? But you go from that to now this person, of course, is growing up. They want to do their own things, live their own lives, meet people their own age. And now you feel jealous of the girl who they've chosen. Because in your mind, how dare she receive when I've put in the work to make him who he is? Meanwhile, you should be going and reconciling with your husband, meeting other people your age, you know?
Be an individual outside
your
raising.
Child.
And the psychological damage that she has caused is that he says that I am the man of her life. I am the man helping what? Logan, even you. Like, you're not a man. Sorry. But he's just like, I'm the man in her life. You're not. You're not her husband.
Yeah, I don't like it when you guys say your sons are the man of the house.
Disgusting.
I don't, like, listen, I know a lot of us Africans even like to say the little wife of the house. Let's stop parentifying
children.
Children. Han's like, what? Yeah, I've heard this before.
Sorry, you know. I've never heard that before, so I was just a little taken aback.
No, like, even, like, I know what I'm saying is not crazy, but, like, even for us, even like saying things like, oh my gosh, like for the dad to the girl, like, this is your wife, this is your husband, like reversing, like jokingly, just because kids are, you know, Oedipus 8 when he said girl, you know, whatever. But let's not actually parentify people. Let's not actually, like, I don't know. Anyways, but that's how you end up with Logan.
Yeah, so you end up with Logan. And even on the other side of the town, Haley, when she went to help her sister with the applications, her parents don't know that Logan is a full-time bona fide deadbeat. She doesn't tell them. And I think that if she did tell her parents that Logan has been living off her for the last couple of, months, they'll walk up to the house and be like, pack up his stuff and get out. So, like, already, you even know as a person, there's signs here that you know how it's going to sound when you tell other people. It's going to sound crazy. Anyway, we find out that their anniversary is coming up. And so Logan's mom actually gives him money for the dinner that he's supposed to organize with Haley. Honestly,
I'm not above getting help from your parents. I'm not.
I'm not above it either, Julia. But to start doing the little as a man,
No, and that is the problem too. I find like if a girl, like if me, if I go and I'm like, daddy, please, can I get some money? Like, I really need some money for something. Like, yeah, but nobody, and I tell my friends, oh yeah, my dad paid for this. Not a single person will bat an eyelash.
I wouldn't say anything, Odilia, because I see the context that you're in. I see who you are. What Logan has done in the last 10 chapters makes me look at him like a poor loser. Sorry.
I just feel like there is also just a stigma, and I hate to be on the men's side, but there is a stigma of like boys reaching out to their circle to be like, hey, like, okay. I need that. Especially in this economy.
He can, but when his mom sent him money, he got the most expensive car. Not a bad decision.
But he told his mom that's what his car was, what the car was going
to
be.
Say no, but he doesn't use his head. He genuinely does not use his head. Sorry. I think he can help around the house. Like, there is something, because of all these added layers to his personality, I feel like when you go and ask for the money to pay for the anniversary dinner, you just look like a loser just because of what I know about him.
He didn't ask for it. His mom offered it, and she was like, no, take it.
He was not going to say no. He couldn't pay the turkey sandwich, remember? He was not going to say no. Where's he going to take her? Moxie?
I don't think he could have afforded Moxie's at the time. He's not getting no brownies.
I don't think he can afford anything. But, and I only say this because I look at how his behavior is. That's the only reason why I say, like, look at him. He couldn't even say no here because of his behavior from the past. If he was a different type of person where he had, you know, morals, integrity, was helping around the house, he tried his best to contribute, I wouldn't have any issue him asking his mom. But because he does none of these things and he's just a loser who sits at home with no ideas, I don't know what he does 24/7.
He's researching.
Odilia, he couldn't find a part-time job.
He could have
just like I'm sorry, I get it, he's in the new career, he's in a new space, but is it 24/7 you're trying to, like, no, there's a little time where you could have done a part-time job and spend the rest of the time focusing on building up this new career that you want, like, realistically speaking. And that's my only issue with the whole asking and accepting the money from the mom. That's my only issue. If he was a different type of man, I would have no problem. I'd be like, damn, ask her for double so we can go to freaking the keg so I can get my steak frites with a drink.
I don't think that's on the menu anymore.
What?
The steak frites? I don't think it's on the menu.
I haven't had egg in years. So.
I went recently. I told you it was on the menu. Granted, it was a different location, but still.
Maybe it was your location.
Maybe.
I love a good steak right now with some mashed potatoes.
Logan also wanted a steak, but he had to eat that crusty, dusty mac and cheese.
Maybe me and my... Honestly, if I go to the keg right now, my card would decline as well.
But you know what I'm not going to do? Go to the keg.
Exactly.
I'm not going to embarrass myself like that. But Logan said, nah, I got it. Like, hello? But
financial decisions are wrong. Like, just all the way wrong. Just makes no sense. Makes no sense. Anywho, so anniversary dinner comes up. Oh, dude, is there something before that?
There's something before that. So,
the photo.
Right. Yes. So at the photo shoot, it goes well. Like, it's cutesy, and then he's like, can I get some headshots for my business? And then she's at the back talking to Dalton, and he admits that he's gonna propose to Piper. And she's like, oh man, I wish I could be like at that state in my, and she's like, you never know, like, it's your anniversary. He doesn't say that there, but she's like, you never know. And even this is when we hear Logan's inner thoughts, because he has a conversation with Logan, with Dalton. He's like, I think he's rushing the whole Mary thing. And I'm like, I think it's because you can't afford a ring. That's why you feel like that. You can't afford the wedding.
Right.
You can't even afford the marriage license at the city hall.
You gotta afford to get notarized.
I We're not good people.
Well, I am. But you can't.
You cannot afford to get notarized. He can't afford the Uber to the city hall. He got to take the city bus.
In his suit.
He can't afford the suit.
He was show up in sweatpants. Damn.
Mind you, Haley washed them.
Listen. Oh, he'll be the first wedding city hall with no ring. Just vows and vibes.
The vows and vibes is crazy. Vows and vibes. No, he got a little ring pop from the dollars from the grocery store on the side.
He said, Haley, I promise you, in 2 years, give me 2 years. Let me sell the house, girl. I'm going to get you a real ring. I hate that boy.
That's crazy.
Anyway, and he talked about how he deserves, how she deserves, you know, a proper proposal, a proper marriage. And he's like, I have this dream house. Sir, I have dreams. My dreams are real. Your dreams are assimilation.
Even the selling that house is starting to sound like a dream. Like, are you going to sell a house? Like, I don't know.
It's just, no, forget selling sunset, selling darkness. That's what you are doing.
This might, God. Like, he really needs to go find, like, regular, degular human beings to sell the houses to. He's trying to sell it to, like, the people on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City or something. Like, it's not happening, brother. What is the average Joe who's just started a family looking to do?
Also, shouldn't he, like, I don't know, when you're jumping into a new, when you're switching careers, jumping into a new trade, should you get, like, a mentor? Like, go underneath,
well, he does.
Like, he does. But, like, why would you start off on your own? Why don't you just go under
a man.
Like, you know what I mean?
He's a Let's man.
Say, I would first do my research before I just say, you know, I'm going to quit my job. And it's like, I'm going to quit my job and become a full-time writer tomorrow, Delia. What? How am I going to pay the lights?
His helpmate will do it for him.
Anywho, so yeah, they do the little photo. He's basically very, he's jealous of Dalton. Dalton is, you know, he has everything. He has everything he wishes he had. And he's going to propose to his girlfriend of 3 years. Piper's just like, well, I want to take time in my relationship. And that's why, like, I think 6 years is a good time, you know, for me and Haley. Like, sir,
he
shut
told
up.
Haley like- when Haley said, when are we going to get engaged? And he said 2 to 3 years. On top of this, 7 years. 10 years, your big ass? Man? Again, I know I just sat here and I said it doesn't count, ratata, but that's something she wants. Like, you got to, where's the motion? You don't have no motion. Like,
no point. He has no concepts of plants either. Like, he has, it's zero. Absolute zero.
He was like, 2 to 3 years.
Stupid.
Am I even going to love you in 2 to 3 years?
I don't love you today. Like, this is crazy. He actually has the strength to tell Dalton about, like, Haley and him are not really, you know, they're doing too well. And Dalton gives him suggestions, like, you know, sometimes, like, Piper and I, we like to, you know, cook together and just, you know, bring up the spark, which
this
I think was actually a very good idea. A very good idea. Now, he's just like, you know, like, sometimes, you know, we just cook together, whatever it may be. Tell me why Logan's like, oh my God, that's actually a really good idea. And, you know, like, there was times in the beginning when we used to, like, do this stuff together and it was fun. So I'm going to do that. Why is it when he told Haley, yeah, like, I think we should, you know, what if you're ending work early tomorrow, we can definitely, like, you know, cook together. She was super excited. When my girl finishes work and finds that this man got a pre-made pizza, I could not believe it, Odilia. What do you
this
mean?
This is what pissed me off, because even his reasoning behind it was motivated by crack.
Stupid. Yes. Crack, meth, and just a little sprinkle of fentanyl. Like, just Nothing.
Because what do you mean, oh, Leah, let's make dinner. Not only did you pick something that's very basic to make, you didn't, because you know, listen, North America is a crazy place. You can go to the grocery store and buy the pre-made dough that all you have to do is spin it out.
You and I have the exact same thoughts. You know what I mean? You can buy the dough.
And you can buy tomato sauce in a can.
Boom.
Some ingredients. But no, you bought a frozen pizza and some pepperoni to put on top because it reminded you of one date that you love that you've never shared with her.
So a date where, yes, so she likes pepperoni pizza and she likes a frozen brand. But when you tell someone, let's cook together, I thought we're supposed to cook together, like switch on the stove, put the butter in, make steaks with mashed potatoes.
And that's even what Dalton said. Dalton said, me and Piper make steaks and pastas.
Oh, okay. I didn't even catch that. But yes, I feel like making steaks is the easiest thing to do together. Because like two steaks, someone can take care of the pasta, one person's taking care of the steak, lots of cutting of garlic, lots of rosemary involved, setting up the plates. This man just got a frozen pizza and asked us to add toppings on top. And yes, Haley laughed because, you know, I'm pretty sure it looked atrocious.
No, I think she was just excited that the man took something that he normally doesn't do, initiative. And he was getting pissed at her. And again, I was pissed at her too, because why did you come out here with your raggedy outfit?
Like, she didn't dress. Now, this is, again, she didn't dress up at all, which I thought was strange.
It was very strange. Like, who doesn't want to look good for their man?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. There's sometimes I put an outfit here and I cook. And I live by myself. And I think, like, it just adds, like, yeah. I don't know what it is. No, it just adds something. I don't have to do my hair, I don't do my makeup, but I just put on something that's a little bit, something I wouldn't typically outside sweatpants. And it just makes me feel like, I don't know, like, just elevated. So she couldn't even do that. And then at the same time, she knows how sensitive he is about him not being able to sell a house, right? And not, it doesn't have that many clients. So when she was done with work early and he was still finishing up and she went by his shoulder to say, like, who would want to buy that ugly ass house?
Well, who would? And the house ended up being ugly. And I'm happy it ended the way it did for him, loser.
But I feel like sometimes you just got to pick and choose your battles. You know what I mean? Like, I would have just let that one go. And I think he already put him in a mood because he's naturally insecure and he's so easily masculated these days, as all men are. And he was already in a bad mood. So when he got the pre-made pizza and whatever, and they watched a movie, he was already in a bad mood. And she actually jumped on top of this man because she thought she was going to ride him of some sort. And he's like, girl, get off me, please.
He's already asleep and in a bad mood.
That rejection sent me right out of the house.
Can I be honest? That is the only time she should have cried. Because for me personally, that's when I would have been like...
I'm sorry to be that type of person, but I think, like, being rejected from...
I want my feminism to be better than that. Like, I would love to be a girl who's like, you know, I'm not going to feel away like, oh my God. But, like, if you reject me, I need a why. Like, I need you to break it down to me. Why don't you want me right now? Like, what...
What? I told you I'll have to leave the house. I'll go stay with my sister. I would not stay there with you. I could not do it because I need to bawl, cry, and it'll just make me feel like, oh, I'm not attractive, or like, you literally know, he's not gonna tell me anything.
And again, I know this is so, like, what's the word, like, rudimentary, or like, it's so very basic of us to say this, because really and truly, like, men, you know, get turned on the same way we do, and like,
yeah,
but I'm still here.
I wanted. Sorry, and the fact that I'm taking an initiative, and she says she typically does not do that.
Like, damn, you've been begging for this cat.
Please. Anywho,
yeah, I would cry.
Yeah, so that was done. And when we get to Logan's at first they burnt the pizza. Logan ate it all because he's a dog. but when we get to Logan's chapter post-anniversary, post-dinner making, my boy was convinced. He's like, I'm done with this bitch.
No, the way he was going off in that chapter,
I stopped taking notes. That's when I stopped taking notes. And then I put a big old thing here. Tell her, nigga! That's what I put down there. That's what I said. Tell her.
And can I be honest with you? Men never pick the right time to pick a fight, to break up with you. They always like, how can I do the most traumatizing thing possible? Because this man not only was talking about how he hates his girl to his mentor, who I think he's going to sleep with.
Oh, Skylar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because now Scott is his little mentor for the industry, and he's like, I brought you a chai latte, and he started talking about his issues with Haley, and she's like, you know, I don't want to make you ever feel less than a man. Oh, I see what you're doing, Skylar.
And she's recently divorced.
All right.
Just go ahead and fuck that nigga, get it over with. Where's the future? Like, listen. Just do it.
All right, let's go to the anniversary dinner. I don't know what happened.
But this is the funny part. He tells Skylar that he's not going to break up with her at the anniversary. Then he gets to the anniversary after Piper. She goes to the gym with Piper and Dalton. And Piper's like, I'm engaged. Oh, my God. Look at my rock, you know? And she's like, oh, my God. I wish that was me. And he's like, it's your anniversary. Like, maybe, like, so my girl goes, she puts on a new dress. She's done her hair. She's done makeup. She's put on nails. Any other man who he said no, he was for real done, because I feel like any other person would be like, bro, she put bare effort in today, like maybe she's like feeling me for real, like maybe this is the start of something. And she put in effort yesterday, but he was like, nah, it's too late. He was really acting like a bad bee.
I told you.
because she gets there and she's excited. She's like, maybe this is it. This is it. This is it. And yes, that was a Shrek reference. But
I have to smile because I know exactly what you're. Don't you ever think I don't know when you made a Shrek reference.
But he's like, are you happy, Haley? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I think you're lying because I'm not happy. I don't feel like this relationship is good. You don't love me. You don't respect me. You don't appreciate my efforts. Nothing. And she's like, fam, on our anniversary you're gonna do this? Like, and he's like, I'm sorry, like we can still be friends after. She's like, what are you talking about? You've literally, she's like, drive me home. Oh, then she makes the mistake of picking up her phone mid-conversation. That's what really sets him off. Her sister got in a car accident, mind you.
She got in a car accident, so he picked up. She picked up, obviously. I would pick up as well. And just like, really? You want to pick up your phone while we're having, you know, a conversation? She's like, family first. He's like, yeah, clearly.
He said, Logan, last.
If your mom, Logan, if your wife, mom, was to pick up the phone to call you.
Crazy.
No, really. Was to call you. You would do anything to avoid what you're doing at that moment, to pick up and be like, hey, mom, what's going on? I know, Logan. We already know you. You already told us. Anywho, he was upset about that.
So he takes her home. Oh, and can I be honest? These last, like, 19, 20, 21 were some of my favorite chapters. I thought those were so well written for me, personally. I felt like I really felt the emotions. And maybe it's because I'm coming from a place of sensitivity. But, like, but like when she was, like, the idea of, like, feeling like somebody robbed you from the experience of love, I was like, oh. And, like, I just felt for her. And then even the next day when Logan woke up and he's like, it feels like I made a big mistake. Like, nothing feels right. Like,
man.
But I felt it. I felt that feeling before of being like, yeah, I ended this thing. But, like, damn, maybe I should have tried harder. I don't know.
Let me tell why he woke up in the fright. He's like, I'm going to be put out.
There's all that. Then he had the audacity to be like, I was hoping she'd give me some time. But if you don't pack up your three undie pants and go back to your mom's house.
Logan, are you in the same world that we're in? Like, you are you in the, don't piss me
Logan,
off.
What pack earth are you on? Tell us.
Live in your car. It's nice.
Logan said, at least she should let me keep staying here, because you don't even have money for a deposit anywhere, Logan. Where would you go?
To your mom's house and go back to your childhood bedroom and become a child again.
I mean, you already that.
That's exactly. So just go back and relive it. Stay there. Because it's arrested development. Go back. Go back to whatever year you were born in and stay there. How can you mistreat someone like that, do all that, and then still expect some form of grace? Sir, you have been nothing but rude,
a bitch.
Inconsiderate,
sorry,
bitchy. No, absolutely, you have. What makes you, and I don't know, people who, it's very scary, people don't have some sort of introspectiveness with their behavior. Yeah. And that's why there's no, that's why I just don't want these two to, I just don't think Logan deserves to have a second chance.
I just feel like he's really going to look within himself and, you know.
Okay.
Okay, here's my thing. Personally, I believe in second chances. I really do. I even believe in. I even buy, you know, Beyonce's whole taking Jay-Z back. Not really, because he cheated bare times. But, like, if it was a one-time thing, I would have bought it. Like, I think people are human. They make mistakes. They don't know better. And I think at the age these characters are, like, 22, like, there's so much growing to be done that you could grow separately, really evaluate what made the other person unhappy, and then come back and...
And make it work. Yeah. I agree. It's possible. But there is, I don't know, like, I think the level of manipulation, the level of exploitation, the level of just lack of caring is just something that leaves a permanent bad taste in my mouth. So whatever he does to gain back the trust of Haley,
it's bigger go home.
It cannot be common, whatever. It has to be something beyond, above and beyond.
When he comes begging back, he better have bought the house already. He's ready to...
He's already in the house. The dog's ready in the house. Okay? The mom is dead. Like, it has to be proper comeback. Okay?
Yeah.
If this is your homecoming, make it Beyonce's homecoming. Okay? And perform for 2 hours straight. Every classic song. Every hit song.
Back to back.
Back. Boom. Okay, so yeah.
Oh, and one last thing, because he's so distraught, the stupid house that Haley called stupid, well, the people he invited didn't even like it, because his dumbass thought saying there was space for a pool was enough, was equivalent to there is a pool and there wasn't. They confused the two people for a couple, of which the woman was pregnant. So he ended up insulting her. And they said, we're done here. Thank you.
And the guy, that guy, Nick, was rude. Woo! My God. I was like, damn, what's going on here? Anywho. But yeah. So, and that's how that ends. I don't know, Logan. I don't know what you need to do. There is so much, like, it's going to be, you have to turn into a totally different person, like unrecognizable. Like the old Logan, I can't even taste him. Okay.
The old Logan can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because he's dead.
Like, he's gone. He's exactly, he's dead. Like, you have to start from scratch, build up the city from scratch. New homes, new stores, new roads, new everything. New lights, new energy.
He gotta do what I do on SimCity. He gotta just send the aliens to bomb the place so that you start afresh.
Is that how you can do it?
You could, like, send, like, aliens. You could have a plane crash. You could bring, like, a natural disaster to wipe out the city so that you could start, you know, afresh.
Right.
And that's what he needs to do. He needs to burn the car, bomb his mom. Like, he has to.
I told you, the mom is to go.
He has to get rid of Ivy, like, sever those ties. Like, sorry. If this is a second chance romance, if it's not, if our girl Haley's about to do what she got to do with Dalton, I'm down.
I think she should go through her whole phase out. Absolutely. I'm down to read all those chapters. I don't care. She needs to. How is it that you've been with this man for 6 years? You need to test it out, girl. There's a lot out there. Be Haunted from 2021. There's a lot out there. Just go, girl. Go. Go. And then, you know, you're done. But I think I definitely think it's a second chance. She might, like, do a few, like, one or two casual things on the side. And I think Logan is definitely going to, like, get with Skylar and do something there. He's gonna realize quickly that it's not for him, and he misses Haley and Larari.
And he's also not the man that he needs to be to with a woman like Skylar. A woman at 32 who's earning six figures, been in the job for 3 years, is recently divorced, has her shit together, and here comes a man who is eating dusty mac and cheese because his mom made it, the car paid for by his mom, doesn't have a house, doesn't have anything. What about that does Skylar need other than the thing in your pants?
He doesn't have them. He has the audacity. That's what he has. The audacity.
But if Skylar was buying audacity, she could have just stayed with her ex-husband.
Boom.
So.
She probably sees him as like a plaything. You know,
well, obviously. A 32-year-old and a 22-year-old boy.
Exactly. Okay. Well, lovers and friends, thank you. Like, I think this was a combination of the book, combination of the...
We stayed on track though today. I'll tell you, give you that. There was a lot in here that made us stay on track.
there was too much. This felt like a vent session, to be honest. This felt like someone sent a letter to theread.com at Gmail, as theread@gmail.com, talking about, hey y'all,
my boyfriend Logan.
This sounds like someone made a thread of this, and then you know, Bailey Thomas was like, you know, this would be a very good plot for a book.
The thing is, the reality is a lot of relationships look like this.
Yeah. That's why I said that it's real. It's definitely real. I see y'all tweets.
I mean, this is the basis of Insecure, right? I ain't got no whoops on my phone. So.
No whoops.
Hey. Okay. Well, so, with that being said, lovely start. We'll be wrapping up the book next week. If you also had heavy feelings about this book, please let us know. You can also give us book recommendations or any other comments and things like that. You can leave a comment on this YouTube video. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also reach out to us on all our socials on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube at Romantically Lit, or you can send us an email at romanticallylit@gmail.com.
Thank you, and everyone stay safe and warm.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.